for calling UPMC Community Health Choices Service Coordination. Your protected health information is treated and kept in accordance with all privacy laws. Please note, this call may be monitored and is being recorded. We welcome your feedback on your experience today, as it helps us to improve our service. Please stay on the line after your call for a brief survey.
Good morning. Thank you for calling UPMC CHC Service Coordination. My name is Bambi on a recorded line. May I please have the participant's date of birth?
030454.
Name?
Meryl Jackson.
And the address and phone?
For the patient, it is 1745 Winsam Street, Philadelphia, 19138.
Okay, and may I ask who I'm speaking with?
This is Shira.
Okay, and Shira, what agency or company are you with?
Family First Care, LLC.
One moment. What is your return callback number?
267-551-7419.
MPI tax ID?
Tax ID is 8228-43555.
Okay, I think I missed just a few numbers. Go over one more time.
8228-43555.
Okay, I missed a three. Yep. All right, okay. What can I do for you?
So who's the service coordinator assigned to the case?
Okay, give me just a moment because I have to make sure that we have you on file with an authorization to be able to give you information.
There's no authorization yet. We're middle trying to help the participant get it. Now, they were in a rehabilitation center, and they needed a form of discharge so that the service coordinator can reinstate the waiver, something like that, or with the county. So I want to submit it, but I want to send it straight to the service coordinator.
Okay. So with this, because this is still, so they are still in the facility?
No, they've been discharged in August, but we've been trying to get them
discharged
their services back. It's been a little bit.
And then let me see. Give me just a moment and see what I can do here for you.
Okay.
You said they were discharged back in August?
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing here on the form that we were provided.
And they need to get the waiver reinstated?
Correct.
Okay, so what I'm going to do, I actually just reached out. She is in a meeting. I'm going to send the coordinator. I can't give you information because I don't have an authorization, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to give her your information.
Okay.
What else do you want me to let her know? Participant was discharged in August 2025 and would like to get waiver reinstated.
Yeah, basically we got confirmation from the broker that this is what needs to get done to continue. They've been trying for months now, and it's just the county saying the same thing, more or less. So we just need to really get in touch with her, and we're okay getting the patient on the line as soon as she reaches back to us so we can get full clarity. But also I'm seeing here that the discharge was done voluntarily and against medical advice. But when I speak to the patient, they say that they weren't getting the proper care at the facility, so they have to leave. I don't know how that impacts everything, but I'm just going to put that down there on file as well.
Okay. Just a moment. I'm going to send this through to her right now.
And are you able to give me an email for her?
What I'm going to do is, I can't give you her email address either because that would be basically giving you the information. What I did is I went ahead and I scheduled this for a 24 to 48 hour business callback. So she will be calling you back.
Okay.
What I can give you is if you want to send over anything via fax and list the participant's information on it and just put attention service coordination,
mm-hmm.
You can do that. I can give you the direct fax number for Community Health Choices.
Okay, so let me first see if I get a response from her. If not, I'll call in with the patient. So thank you so much.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Thank you for calling UPMC.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for taking a few moments